Hello, happy Valentine's Day. We are live for a self-love celebration experience. I am so excited to chat with you today. As you're coming in to the live, let me know how you're doing, how you're feeling. Hi everyone, send me an emoji that describes how you're feeling today. And also let me know where you're watching from. I just love seeing how widespread our community is. So let me know what city, state, or country you're in. I would just love, hi, welcome, love to hear. I'm really excited for this live today because it's Valentine's Day. And Valentine's Day comes with a whole range of experiences. And you know, our society really conditions us to put the most consideration and the most celebration into our romantic relationships. Which is, you know, romantic relationships are wonderful. I'm married, I get it. And also, I really cannot stress enough how much of a disservice it is that we don't, as a society, talk about our relationships with ourselves. That is the most important relationship. And you spend every second of every day with yourself, which is way more time than you spend in your life with any romantic relationship. And so why not prioritize self-love? Hi everyone. So we're going to talk today about navigating self-love and relationships. I'm here to answer any questions you might have about self-love, and I have some fun ideas to share with you. So as you're coming in, let me know where you're watching from. Let me know how you're feeling today with an emoji that describes how you're doing right now. Hello, California. Hello, everyone. Okay, so if we are to look at our relationship with ourselves as the most important relationship, it allows us to show up with so much more love with everyone else. Because I want you to consider the times in which we've harmed people, and I believe you're well-intentioned. So when you have accidentally or unintentionally hurt someone, often it's because we are not tending to the parts of ourselves that need to be loved. There's so much California here. Hello, hello, my home state. And when we're doing self-love, it allows us to be in deeper self-awareness so that we're not unintentionally harming other people. The deeper we can love ourselves, the deeper we can show up in love for other people. And this principle is so much of the foundation that I do in the self-love work that I offer. So I know that if this is your first time live with me, let me know and I'll do a little bit more of an introduction rather than like diving right into the work. I'm so glad to see you all coming in here. And so, you know, with this Valentine's Day, right, this whole thing about like romance above all else, I think it really robs us of the opportunity to go deeper within ourselves. And again, like, romance is important. I love it. I'm married. And also, my relationship with my husband, I am able to show up so much better the deeper that I go into this work with myself. I'm able to offer so much more compassion to him. I'm able to uphold boundaries better. I am able to say what I need with more clarity so that if my needs aren't getting met, I'm not just like coming out and being passive aggressive or like wondering why I'm so angry and moody. I can be like, you know, this is my specific need. Like, how can we work together to find a way so that my needs are being met and you're also showing up in an authentic way? And self-love allows us to be in our authentic self, it allows us to be in deeper self-awareness so we can ask for what we need from romantic partners. Because if we're feeling unmet in our romantic relationship, it's amazing to me how often we forget to like ask for what we actually want. Hi everyone, welcome. As you're coming in, let me know how you're doing today. Let me know how you're feeling. And if you have any questions about self-love. So if you've done, and if this is anybody's first live with me, let me know. So it's so good to see so many familiar faces. Hi everyone. Hi Alicia. Hi Julie. Hi Michelle. Hi Cecilia. Okay, so the first step to self-love and the way that I teach it is self-forgiveness. And I actually am going through my own initiation with this again, because I realized, you know, self-forgiveness is actually pretty accessible to me now that I've been doing this work for so long, but it's really hard to be in unconditional forgiveness to like experiences or people where I feel like there's been transgressions. And so what is it, the question that I've been pondering I'll bring to you is like, what does it mean to be an empowered forgiveness, right? If forgiveness is the first step to self-love, and when I teach about forgiveness, I teach about self-forgiveness, right? I forgive myself for being perfectly imperfect. I forgive myself for not having the information I needed at the time I made a decision that ended up being unaligned for me. Like, I forgive myself for taking that action or making that choice that now doesn't sit well with me anymore. I forgive myself because I did the best I could with what I had, right? That type of mindset. Also, as I'm saying this, like, how is that sitting with you? If you were to right now sit with like, I did the best I could with what I had, how does that feel? Or I forgive myself for being perfectly imperfect. How does that feel? What does self-forgiveness feel like to you? Let me know in the comments. What is in the way of your self-forgiveness? What are the belief systems, the experiences, the emotions, the concepts that you hold about yourself? And also, in order to be totally free, to show up in our authenticity, to show up in our power, we also have to forgive other people, which really is hard, I know. And the concept I've been really working with recently in my own work, like personally, is what does it mean to show up in empowered forgiveness, right? Something that I find difficult with forgiveness is, well, if I forgive, does that mean the same transgressions will happen again? If I forgive myself, does that mean I'm giving myself permission to make more mistakes? If I forgive myself, or if I forgive this person, does that mean that I'm going to become a victim again? And so being an empowered forgiveness means that, like, you are in your own sovereignty, and like, you are making the decision to lay down this pain so that you can embody love, right? Let me know how this is resonating with you. I was just doing some priestess work, like literally exactly an hour ago. And something that was taught to me by one of the mentors, one of the priestesses in this temple that I'm in, she talked about how the goddess of compassion, Kuan Yin, rides a dragon. So what does that mean for you to be in like this type of compassion for yourself while riding a dragon, right? For this like definite all-encompassing power, the boundary that sets. So being in forgiveness while also holding your boundary, and that being in that, holding your boundaries is the most compassionate thing you can do. I see a comment. I've been really sitting with the idea that forgiveness does not equal future access to me. Absolutely. Yes. And when we're looking at self-forgiveness doesn't mean that we're going to like continue in bad habits, right? Or like ways that we might be harming ourselves. It actually means it liberates us from the continual self-neglect so that we can show up with more love for ourselves. And the same is true of relationships as well. So this Valentine's Day, right, we're talking about self-love. Like, we just went, like, boom, way into it. I just dropped into the deep work. If you're wanting to access more self-love, the power is in the first step of self-forgiveness. Self-love is not just, like, slap an affirmation on it and call it a day. It's the deeper inner work. And this is the first step that I do with all my clients in all of my self-love training programs. When I train coaches, this is the first thing that they learn. Any coaches who've been trained by me, I've seen some of you come on. How did self-forgiveness sit with you when you first learned this? And how does it work with your clients? I'd love to know in the chat. And yes, Julie, I love that that resonates with you. It's a continual practice. Okay, let's talk about other ways to move into self-love. So with the framework that I teach, which is the self-love roadmap, one of my team members calls it the self-love cycle. You can really call it whatever you want. The self-love roadmap starts with self-forgiveness, also includes forgiving other people. And it means, like, forgiving yourself for, like, I just posted this quote yesterday, and by Sherde Zabala, it's, tell me all the terrible things you ever did and let me love you anyway. I just love that. Tell me all the terrible things you ever did and let me love you anyway. And can you do that for yourself, right? Can you sit in unconditional compassion for yourself? That doesn't mean, like, that doesn't excuse bad behavior. Doesn't mean that you're not taking accountability. Radical self-responsibility is, like, it's such a huge part of self-love. We can hold ourselves responsible. We can hold ourselves accountable. We can hold ourselves to a certain expectation while also holding forgiveness and compassion at the same time. It is a beautiful experience to expand your capacity to do both things at once. And it will allow you to expand your capacity in relationships to hold unconditional love, hold unconditional compassion, hold unconditional forgiveness, and also uphold your boundaries, and also say what you need, and also hold other people to the expectation of accountability. All right, Megan says, so what if I've officially forgiven myself for things I've done in the past, but occasionally as things come up over time, it's like almost if I've never forgiven myself. Okay, let's talk about the healing spiral. Healing is not linear. Not linear. It's not just like, boop, let's go. Healing is a spiral. And I want you to think about this spiral. You're going to be coming back to some of the same points again and again, right? It's like, if this is your lived experience, you keep coming back to, let's say you started here. And as you go deeper in your spiral, you learn more about yourself, you gain more tools, you gather more resources. Oh, I'm meeting this event again, but I'm not here. I'm actually here now. And I'm seeing this event, but I'm seeing it from a different perspective. I'm gathering more tools. I'm gathering more resources. I'm being in community. I'm working on my healing. Oh, I'm back to this lived experience. Here it is again. I see it. Now I'm from a different perspective. I'm not here. I'm not here. I'm up here. And again and again. And so healing does not promise the extreme liberation of forgetting these things that we've experienced. It does not promise us the liberation of never messing up ever again. It does not promise us the, like, idea that nothing bad is ever going to happen or that we're never going to make a mistake. But it does give us the opportunity to see it from a new perspective the further that we go into our healing process. So, Megan, let me know how that resonates with you. Because the deeper you go into the healing spiral, sure, the further away you get from that experience. And it doesn't mean you don't ever see it or experience it again. You're just a different person. And that healing is the journey. And it's never done. It never ends. Let me know what you all think about this. Okay, so if we're talking about, Megan says, I absolutely love how you put that, and it is so true. Yes, don't be so hard on yourself. I mean, it is a practice. Self-forgiveness is a practice. Self-love is a practice. Okay, so let's talk about the next step. we're doing some self-love roadmap work. And even if you've done the self-love roadmap before with me, even if you're a certified coach with my self-love coach certification program, we can still talk about the roadmap because I'm still learning about it, right? I still have revelations about it. It is such a beautiful experience to revisit in new lenses. And if any of you have questions about this, absolutely let me know. And also, if you're on my mailing list, you will have seen that I'm doing a flash sale for both the Self-Love Coach Certification course and the Spiritual Leader Ritual Facilitator training. And those are two different programs that I offer. Both of them are starting in March. No, I told myself after January, because I did a January 1st class of the Self-Love Coach Certification course and a January 11th class of the Spiritual Leader Initiation, and I was like, I'm not going to do two in the same month again, but that's what's happening. I felt called to do it, so here we are. So if you have questions about either of those programs, let me know, because I am offering a flash sale, and if you're on my newsletter, you will have received the email with the code for that. Okay, so I have the self-love roadmap written out here. This is my planner that I have, that I created. And this next step is self-acceptance. So when we're moving through self-forgiveness, it is so powerful and so deep and can be really triggering and also really amazing. And it's something we revisit again and again. And the next step that we move towards, the next layer, right? If we're looking at this like spiral, this is the next layer, is self-acceptance. And when I talk about acceptance, this is also really powerful for relationships in your life, right? If we're talking about romantic love or relationships, this is going to be a really important tool for you. So self-acceptance is not only accepting like, okay, even if I'm not exactly where I want to be, right? Like Megan, you were talking about how you feel like you've forgiven yourself and then you return to that thing. Being in acceptance is going to shift that for you. Like, you know, I accept that I'm revisiting this old wound and here we are, and that's okay, right? It's like, okay, I accept that like I am not exactly where I want to be. I accept that I am in this uncomfortable moment in time. I accept that I am in this new experience. And it is also, so it's accepting like where you are right now, because where you are right now is okay. And it is also looking at like what is no longer acceptable to me, right? How can I hold both at once? How can I hold this unconditional acceptance and compassion of like, yes, I am right now where I am right now. And what is no longer acceptable? Like, where do I need to create change? What I love about self-love coaching as a modality in and of itself, like why this work is the most powerful work for me, is because it allows for both an acceptance and love for what is, while also holding the vision of evolution, right? It's one thing to be in acceptance and then maybe you get stuck in acceptance and you're like, well, that's just the way I am. There is no phrase that triggers me more. Well, that's just the way I am. How many of you have said that or heard that? Let me know. I'm like, well, that's what it is. That's just the way I am. And that can be true. Yes. And also, is that the way you want to be? Like, that's just the way I am. And do I want to continue being this way? Because the way that you are is in your ability to become conscious of. I don't want to use the word control because like there are so many things beyond our control, but the way that you exist can become a choice with continued healing and deepening and awareness. And that is kind of the process of healing, right? It's like allowing yourself more awareness to be conscious in how you show up in your life. So I am the way I am, and also, do I want to make changes? I am the way I am, and is that in alignment with my values? I am who I am, and also, how much of this is conditioning and how much of this is my authentic soul? That's like the big, big one. Julie says, yes, I love that they're not pitted as opposing concepts. No, like, you know, I'm just so much in the expansion of our capacity to hold two things at once. Like, that is where some of the greatest amounts of liberation lie for us in the healing journey, is like two things can be true even if they seem conflicting. Like, can we hold both things at once? I just love that. That's why Persephone is my favorite goddess. She's on my necklace because she is the queen of the underworld and also the goddess of spring, right? Two things can be true at once. So I think with this understanding of acceptance comes really naturally and gradually the next step of my teachings, which is self-gratitude. Gratitude just happens naturally as a result of deepening into your awareness of your worthiness, right? It's like when you think about if you were to accept, like, okay, I accept exactly where I am. Like, I accept myself exactly as I am. Aren't you then going to naturally be like, wow, look at all this abundance available to me? Like, the feeling that you get in unconditional acceptance is like, and the dedication to healing and like expansion is this sense of gratitude and awe and wonder. And I just love gratitude. And it's something that it's like, it's very different than just like, as much as I love doing a daily gratitude practice and like practicing gratitude through thought transformation, all of that is great. Gratitude has so many different layers to it. And when we talk about gratitude in the self-love work, it is not just like a phrase on a throw pillow gratitude of like blessings, you know, it is like, okay, I am choosing to be in a state of wonder and awe for the gift that is this life. No matter what happens to me, no matter the challenges that come my way, no matter the wounds I experience, I trust that everything is happening for me as a gift. And I know that's so hard. Like, listen, y'all, I've been through some serious capital T trauma. And what the biggest gift I have received on this journey of doing this work has actually, when that happens, when the challenging thing happens, when I go through the dark night of the soul, because we all go through it, it's cyclical times again and again, right? That same thing we were talking about with Megan. I know as soon as it happens, I'm like, okay, this is going to really suck. This is going to be really uncomfortable. This is going to be a dark night of the soul. And there's going to be medicine on the other side for me. Like, there's going to be a gift in this, and I cannot wait to see that gift. I'm really excited for the gift that's waiting on the other side of this. And sometimes the gift is what you can offer other people. Sometimes the gift is profound realizations within yourself. Sometimes the gift is like this big life change that leads to more magical things than you could even imagine for yourself. You never know, but there is always a gift in the dark night of the soul. So gratitude is holding that, and that isn't to bypass the suffering and the pain. Gratitude is holding, right? Let's do two things at once. Let's be like, this really sucks. This is really terrible. I don't love this experience. And I'm really grateful for whatever the universe is giving me for the gift that's on the other side. It helps us in such a profound way to tap into a deeper level of faith and resiliency. I love it. Okay, let me know what you all think about this if you have any questions. Deeper into self-love. Let's spiral deeper. The next step on this roadmap is self-care. And there is a difference between like your skincare self-care, which yes, is still important. I'm all about it. You saw in my stories the other day, I've been doing some really fun skincare things. I've been doing like facial cupping and silicone patches and like all this stuff. I worked at a spa for a while when I lived in New York City, and I just became obsessed with skincare and I love it so much. So yes, important stuff. And also self-care is practicing self-compassion, setting boundaries. Like, are you caring for your healing process? There is a difference between like skincare self-care and shadow work self-care, right? I actually see, and it promotes a lot of compassion within me. I see so many people on the healing path and personal development, new age spirituality, self-love, mental health, all of that big wide field of exploration. I see so many people dipping their toes into it who don't understand the difference between your green juice and yoga practice self-care and the shadow work self-care. And by shadow work, I mean it's like looking at these parts of you that you've hidden away. These parts of you that you were shamed of as a kid, the parts of your psyche that like you just don't want to deal with, the drama causing parts, right? The resentful parts. And being like, "You know what? I love you anyway. I love you anyway. I love you anyway." That is the shadow work. And it is so important, because what it does is it allows you again to show up with more consciousness, more authenticity, more compassion for yourself and others. Julie says, "This is resonating so hard. I've been really drawn to the Tower and Death tarot cards." Ooh, I love that for you. That gave me chills. And it's such a reminder of the light after the dark forest. Yes. Yeah, I love that so much. Yes, absolutely. Self-trust is what happens as a result of that deeper self-care. Because the more you know yourself, the more you understand yourself. And think about I can't remember the exact statistic, but like your unconscious mind does the majority of the work in regards to your day-to-day actions. It's something like 90%. I'll fact check myself later. But it's like your unconscious mind does the majority of your day-to-day stuff. Your life is like governed most of the time by your unconscious mind. So bringing awareness to that unconscious mind and bringing love to that unconscious mind will allow you to be in deeper self-trust, because you're like, "Oh, okay, there's that inner child wound coming up. I see you, I love you, and I'm gonna choose to act from a place of compassion," right? "Oh, there's that self-abandonment wound coming up. I see you, I love you, I'm gonna choose to act from a place of compassion. Oh, I feel triggered, but I know what that is. I know where that comes from, and I'm gonna make a choice that's aligned with my actions. I see you and I love you." Being able to witness your reactivity, being able to witness your triggers, not from a place of like just feeling in righteousness and like feeling super reactive, but being like, "You know what? I know where this is coming from, and I'm going to choose to show up with love." Let me know if you all understand what I mean by that. Trust is not an emotion. It's a decision and an action, right? It's a choice that you make, and it's acting upon that choice to trust yourself. Also, it's like the deeper intuitive journey, right? Can you learn how your body responds to situations? Can you learn what no feels like in your body? Can you learn what yes feels like in your body? Have you explored your intuitive? All of us are intuitive. There are different ways of being intuitive. The ones that like are most commonly talked about are clairvoyance, right? It's like, "Oh, I see this. I see this sign," or like, "I feel it in my gut," clairsentience. There's all these other clairs. I have clair aliens. I have access to, like, I mean, we all have access to all of them. I would say like clairvoyance and claircognizance are my strongest ones, but I also have clair aliens, which is like the intuitive ability to like smell energy. So I will get whiffs of certain scents. And most potently, you know, if you've been following me for a while, you know that my mom transitioned out of her body in 2022. And I have smelled her presence, which is so wild. Like, this happened yesterday morning. I had a dream about my mom that night. And the next morning I woke up and I could smell her. And it was the most amazing thing. And if you have like had that experience with your mom or somebody in your life where you like love their smell and their smell feels like home, that was always me for my mom. So when I smell her, I'm just like, "Oh my gosh." So anyway, tangent, but like self-trust can also be strengthened through intuitive development, which we do in both the Self-Love Coach Certification course and the Spiritual Leader Initiation. So, but it's something that you can easily continue to develop on your own. And that's just one part of it. But it's also trusting your resiliency. It's trusting the greater plan of the mystical powers that be, and trusting in yourself to continue to do the work of self-responsibility so that you can show up in alignment with your values in this lifetime. Let me know if you all have any questions. We just went through the self-love roadmap. It's deep work. If you want to go even further into the roadmap, this is like the foundation of the work that I do for the Self-Love Coach Certification course, which starts March 1st, our next one. We have a flash sale happening right now. And self-love is also imbued in everything that I do. I hope that for this Valentine's Day, you give yourself an opportunity to tap deeper into self-love. And like, maybe that does mean buying yourself flowers, eating some chocolate guilt-free, like watching a rom-com, whatever you want to do, going out to dinner with a romantic partner, whatever. But maybe it also means going to the parts of you that feel really unloved. Is it your body, right? Do you really not love a part of your body? Is it a behavior? Is it a belief system? Is it a lived experience? Like, what is it within you that needs more love? Is it your inner child, right? And my invitation to you today is to connect with the part of you that feels really unloved and make a conscious choice to show up with love. And that's not to say, you know, so many of my clients, when I first started my business, the whole thing was like body relationship. So it's definitely my area of expertise, though it's not so much of my focus. Outside of the self-love coach certification course, we talk about it, but it's not like my biggest focus these days, but I have focused on it a lot in my career. And so I know the experience of like saying, I'm going to love myself, but you like still hate your body. Like you look in the mirror and it's not as easy as just deciding to love yourself, right? Deciding to love your body. So a bridge that I would love to offer you is just cultivating the willingness to love your body. I am willing to love my body in spite of society telling me that I'm not skinny enough, right? Or I'm not curvy enough, or I'm not tall enough, or I'm not short enough, whatever it is. Whatever the not enoughness or the too muchness is, I am willing to learn how to love my body in spite of it. I'm willing to learn how to love myself in spite of whatever it is. And if you feel brave enough to share what you're currently working on loving more, I would love to hear in the comments in the chat. Julie was already doing it. You're so intuitive. Julie says, mine has been self-trust around money, which seems deeply unromantic. Ooh, should we talk a little bit more about money? I would love to. If anybody else watching here live would like to dive deeper into that, let me know. But I always just thought I was bad with money, but I've been tending to that part of me and trusting to learn. Oh, I love that. Yeah. And now I've set up both savings and investments. Good for you. That's amazing. So see how you, I just want to like, Julie was a client of mine years ago, 2018, 2019, something back then. So I want to just like highlight how amazing it is. You followed those steps of identifying the belief system, which being bad with money, tending to that part of yourself with love, and then you were able to act in alignment with your actions, with your values. You act in alignment with your values by setting up savings and investments. So identifying the belief system, tending into it with love, and then acting in alignment with the new belief system, right? Oh, I love it. 2018 changed my life. Oh, can you believe how many years ago is that? 6 years ago? Oh my gosh. Just amazing. So amazing. Yeah. And I am holding the vision for you manifesting your dream cottage, both spiritually and financially. I see you there with your beautiful fairy garden. I love it. Yeah. And so whatever this is such a perfect day. And thank you, Julie, for this reminder. Whatever relationship you want to work on, whether it's the relationship with your body, the relationship with money, the relationship you have to your family, the relationship you have to a significant other, like the relationship to your career, the relationship to your spirituality. Like there's so many relationships we hold in our lives, right? So whatever the relationship is, today is the day of celebrating love. So can you show up with love for that relationship? One of the coaching tools I use, I call the circle of self-care, which is identifying all these different areas in your life, the way that you nourish your body, the way you adorn yourself, your home environment, your community, your spirituality, your career, and tending to all of those different relationships. So that's a beautiful way to celebrate today. And a practical tool that you can use is to just take a moment to like journal or consider the different ways in which you can tend to that relationship. And Julie gave us a perfect roadmap for doing that in the work that she's done. If there are any questions, I'm just realizing that my voice is like gotten a little raspy. It's probably from all the smoke cleansing I've done in here. If there are any questions about either of my programs, about self-love, anything at all, let me know before we wrap up today. Just a reminder, so the Self-Love Coach Certification Course starts on March 1st, and it is a 7-month program to help you learn how to embody self-love first and then help other people through building a business. It includes a full business building step-by-step process within the program that we do together, new step each month of the program. You receive live calls with me and our other course facilitators. It's a really magical experience. We've had hundreds of graduates, internationally accredited, legit. It's awesome. And then I have the Spiritual Leader Ritual Facilitator Initiation, which is my newest program. And this will be the third cohort. And it is a spiritual experience unlike anything else. It is such a gift to do this work. And it's hard to describe in words because it is very spiritual, but I will say that the core of it, hold on a sec. I had to clear my throat. The core of it is really looking at your spiritual lineage, your blood lineage, and learning how to create a brand of spirituality that is authentic to you. Because so often in the New Age spiritual communities or in the wellness space, we're like gravitating towards whatever information we can access, which is not always information that is of cultures that we belong to or of communities that we are from. And while it is so generous of certain cultures and communities to gift us and bless us with ways of worshiping the divine, yes, absolutely. And also we have to be careful of like being respectful and responsible in that. And so the Spiritual Leader Initiation is kind of my way of giving people an opportunity to be initiated through an authentic spiritual practice that is true to their blood DNA, true to their spiritual lineage, and is using, we use universal spiritual practices, so we're not appropriating, or we're doing our best to not appropriate. And things like smoke cleansing, to oracle card readings, meditation, right? These practices are pretty universal, which means that most of us come from a lineage, if not all of us come from a lineage where our ancestors way, 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 way back would use these practices. And so it's just finding a way to integrate those practices that feel good to you, and then how to lead ritual for other people. It's really beautiful. Michelle's in it. Michelle says, love the Ritual Facilitator course. Yes, it's so magical. So our next one starts, I'm doing spring solstice to summer equinox, spring equinox to summer solstice. So March 21st, spring equinox to summer solstice is the next one. So it's really, it's more for people who are like, I really want to get into the juicy spiritual work. Because now I'm officially already, I'm a priestess initiate. So it means just like a minister or a priest or rabbi, you know, they hold their ceremony for their religion. I hold ceremony for the divine feminine. Pretty amazing. So I'm really excited about that. Both of those trainings, you can receive $100, $111 off. So if you're interested in those, let me know and I can answer any questions. Any final questions before we end our time together? Anything else you want to talk about? Oh, good. I'm glad that resonates with you. Yeah, it's so complex, but I love it. Anything else that I can answer before we go? I hope that you have a let me know in the comments, but I hope you have a really beautiful rest of your day. Thank you so much for spending some time with me today on Valentine's Day. I just have to express so much gratitude for our community. I love you all so much. Julie, I love you. Thank you for being here. Michelle, thank you for being here. Megan, thank you for being here. Megan says, how would I know if the Ritual Facilitator course is right for me or my religious practice? It's non-dogmatic. You can bring in any other religion that you want to use in terms into your ritual. I don't preach any specific religion. And I think that it can be, you know, with most religions. I mean, it depends on what religion you're coming from, but like, I would say you could integrate it into whatever religious experience you want to, whatever religious belief systems you have. And if you wanted to if you know, how would I know it's right for me? Well, I would trust you to trust yourself. How would I know it's right for me? Michelle, if you're here and you want to speak to your experience of like knowing it was right for you, that would be really helpful to Megan, who's considering this. I would say if you are a little bit, if you feel like there's an untapped power within you, if you feel like your spiritual practice has a seed that you just can't see, has like roots that you just can't access, if you feel drawn to like ancient spiritual practices and ways of being and you just don't know how to integrate that into your life, if you want to exist in a more ceremonial way of living that is more connected with the universe and with your soul, this is for you. So I hope that that answers your question. And if you wanted to talk about it with me, I'm offering 10-minute like Q&A calls about both of these programs that you can book through the link in my bio, I think. And if you can't find it there, send me a DM, but I'd be happy to hop on a quick call with you. Michelle says, it's really helped me connect more with myself and my ancestors. Thank you, Michelle. I really appreciate that. KH Pottery says, I saw 1:11 p.m. today and you just said the course, you could get a 111 off. Oh yeah, 111. Here it is. Synchronistic. I should probably look into that. Yes, what a blessing. I love that. Yeah, if you like synchronicities, this work is definitely for you because this is the way the universe, the divine speaks to us, is through synchronicities, through magical experiences, through symbols and metaphor, through stories, which, oh, I should mention, I'm doing a fairy tale workshop in March as well. And so if you're interested in exploring spirituality through the lens of archetypes, if you love like goddesses, you love fairy tales, you love mythology, and you want to learn how to integrate that more into your self-exploration, this would be an amazing workshop for you. I will be able to tell you what your fairy tale. So if you have like a favorite Disney movie you grew up with, I can tell you what that means about your healing journey and what medicine that could provide for you. Because all of us have some, we have like a kind of touchstone archetype that usually we connect with the most. And it changes throughout seasons of our lives. But like, I would say for me, it's Belle for Beauty and the Beast or Persephone, who's the same archetype. That's like, for me, my touchstone archetype. And there's something so powerful about being able to tap into that because these archetypes are like all around the world in all different lineages. And being able to recognize like, oh, I like, this is the goddess. This is the character. This is the story that I'm living in this lifetime. It's just so helpful because then you kind of know where you're at and you know what the next step is. It gives you like a mythic roadmap to use. A lot of the work that I do is inspired by Carl Jung and more especially Clarissa Pinkola Estes, who is a Jungian psychoanalyst. But I was trained with her in a program called Singing Over the Bones, a facilitator training program. And it's really magical. So I hope that you'll join me. Okay, so I'm so interested in the lineage practices. How do I find out more about that? So that's the Spiritual Leader Initiation Ritual Facilitator Training, which I know is a really long title. So if anybody has an idea for me on how to shorten that, let me know. That's like how I've described it. So if you're interested, the link is in my bio, or you can send me a DM and I'll send you the link. But it's the Spiritual Leader Initiation Ritual Facilitator Training. That's the lineage practice work that we're doing. And it starts the spring equinox and runs through to the summer solstice. It's going to be really, really magical. I'm very excited. Okay, any final questions before we end our time together? Let me know. This was so wonderful to connect with you. To celebrate Valentine's Day today, I'm just looking at my calendar. So I'm going to be going through more applications. I had 400, let me check. Last I checked, I had like 450 applications for the Self-Love Coach Certification Program. So I've been getting through those, which is amazing to see so many people. Yeah, 452, exactly on my spreadsheet. And so I'm getting through applications. I'm going to do some work. Tomorrow I'm doing a priestess event, so I'm going to be preparing for that. And then I'm going out to dinner with my husband. Should be really fun. I hope that you have a really beautiful day, that you connect with yourself, offer yourself the gift of self-love. And if you have any questions about either of these programs or any of my offerings, if you love ritual work, if you don't know if the Spiritual Leader Initiation is for you, but you want to like vibe with it a little bit, do the free trial of my Guided Rituals membership. That will be the perfect way for you to experience ritual in the way that I do it. And if you vibe with it, then you'll know. And it's free. So it's a 7-day free trial. Link is in my bio. Or send me a message and I'll give you the link. But the guided rituals practice, 20 minutes or less rituals. I just got an email yesterday from somebody. Hallie, I think I saw you come in here. Hello. But somebody just sent me an email. One of our members sent me an email yesterday all about how... she's been loving the rituals membership. I'm trying to find, I want to read her words so that you know what the experience is. And Michelle's been in it for a while too. Okay, so this is the first meditation ritual process I've ever done that I stick to daily, and I even look forward to doing. I find that I can do it at any point in the day, and with the short format, it's easy to fit into my busy mom schedule. Like, I mean, that's amazing. Being able to fit a spiritual practice into your day is such a gift. It is one of the greatest gifts you can give yourself on a spiritual journey, to have a daily practice, or like somewhat. I would say I'm a somewhat daily practice. It was daily before I became a mom, and now it's like most days. But it really allows you to have that moment to connect with your soul every single day. It allows you to show up so much more consciously in every area of your life. And it will change the way that you view everything when you start living in ceremony. And this is a pathway forward. So I would say, if you're interested in doing any of the spiritual work that I offer, that is the perfect entry point. And I had somebody ask last week, like, I don't know if I'm spiritual enough for the ritual, daily ritual membership. And I was like, there is no spiritual enough. If you vibe with guided rituals, you don't have to be spiritual enough. Like, this is such a perfect entry point into mindfulness, into connection with yourself, into self-love. 7 days free. It's like a no-brainer. It's like no strings attached. Cancel anytime. And it is such a beautiful practice. And every single one is different. I was just joking with a friend recently who was like, I'm trying to do some like ancestral healing work. Do you have a ritual for that? And I was like, girl, I have a ritual for that. Like there's over 100 rituals in this membership portal, and I add new ones every week. And I feel like anything that you're going through in your life, there's a ritual for that. So check it out. I really, really love it. Michelle says it allows you to show up as yourself. Oh, I love that. Thank you for that testimonial. Yeah. Megan says, I could definitely use something to connect more with anything. I just finished with EMDR. That's so intense. I've done EMDR too. Yeah. Good for you for doing that EMDR work. It is very intense. Yeah. And if you like that, like, because EMDR is so somatic, right? You're like bringing in this with your eye movement, right? You're bringing your body and your brain into this. So, I do not EMDR in the ritual facilitation, but in the guided rituals membership, but we do some tapping and some rituals, which is similar, stimulating the two different hemispheres of the brain into being more able to process, which means being able to become free of your lived experiences and your trauma. So I definitely integrate some of that work, similar work, in the guided rituals membership. Okay. Any other questions? Anything else to say? Thank you all so much for being here. Thank you, Michelle. Thank you, Julie, for your contributions. Thank you, Megan. I'm not sure who KH Pottery is, but thank you for alerting us to that beautiful synchronicity. So beautiful to spend this time with you. I'm praying for you all to have a beautiful rest of your day, celebrating love. And if you need anything, you know where to find me. Mwah. Blessings.